Your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. I am a holistic chiropractic physician to talk to you on how to solve your health puzzle. For more information, visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com. Today, we have Nancy with me. She is a registered nurse who helps us in our office with weight loss, diet, and nutrition. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Dr. Yeager. It's great to be here.
For the topic of today, we're going to be focusing on the nutritional component of the six different interferences of the health puzzle. Whenever we want to talk about nutrition and solving the health puzzle, I always start out with the adrenal glands.
Why don't you tell them why the adrenal glands are so important?
Well, I call the adrenal gland the stress gland. We have talked a lot about stress in our show 2 weeks ago. Stress comes in many ways. We often just think of the emotional stress. Also, there are the five other interferences or stresses to our bodies. There's the nutritional, the food we eat, hormonal imbalance, bacterial, viral, yeast infections, and then there's the toxins. We're talking about the heavy metals and the chemicals that our bodies get exposed to. And of course, there's the allergies, the food allergies, the environmental allergies, and those that are allergic to themselves. We talk about that as the autoimmune diseases. Now, there's also the structural injuries. We're talking about injuries from car accidents, etc., and repetitive motion, and also the poor posture, as well as the surgeries. Now, the last one is the electromagnetic. We're talking about the power lines, the electric wires around our homes and our offices. We're talking about the TVs and the microwaves and the computer monitors and the cell phones. Now, when stress becomes strong enough and for a sustained period of time, it is the adrenal gland that suffers. The adrenal gland is designed to accommodate for stress for short periods of time by producing a hormone called cortisol.
Now, Dr. Yeager, isn't it the adrenal glands that produce the fight or flight reaction?
Well, yes. Real emergencies, it also produces adrenaline. So we can do things that assist us in the emergency situation. That's the person who picks up a car after a car accident to save a family member's life to get the car off of them. Normally, they can't do that, but they can with adrenaline. Now, the cortisol, it's the hormone that allows the person to heal. Cortisol is like the steroid cortisone that is used in cortisone creams for skin rashes. Or, cortisone shots bring down inflammation with bursitis and tendonitis. So there's the healing hormone that reduces inflammation. Now, we talked a lot about inflammation in our show just last week. Now, if we have an injury, cortisol also brings down the swelling. So when we have a surgery, it is important to have a healthy adrenal gland so that there is sufficient cortisol that can be produced to heal the surgical injury after the surgery. So a person who does not have a healthy adrenal gland cannot produce enough cortisol. So they may be a poor surgical risk, and their healing process is much slower. Now, the cortisol is what the body uses to bring down that swelling. So when the adrenal gland is turned on because of some sort of stress, combination of stresses from the things that I mentioned earlier, the cortisol levels will increase. Well, that's normal and that's important, but it is important after the injury of the surgery, not for a long period of time. So with continual use, the adrenal gland will eventually become fatigued, and eventually it will burn out. And if you let it go to the point that it becomes pathological, that's when we call it Addison's disease.
So, what are some of the signs and symptoms associated with weak adrenal glands?
Well, there's a lot of signs and symptoms. Let's go over a few of them. Well, there's a weak immune system. That means you get the colds and the coughs that stay around or keep coming back. Like you get pneumonia or bronchitis or other kinds of respiratory problems more than once a year. There's the rashes and dermatitis or the other skin conditions. There's allergies. like environmental allergies and chemical sensitivities. Then there's the chronic stress, people that just can't get enough rest or can't get their energy back. Fibromyalgia, people that are always hurting in the muscles and they just haven't done anything. Then there's those people with the nervous breakdowns, the anxiety, the depressions. There's a lot of that going around in our society today. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Those people also bruise more easily than they used to. They get swelling underneath their eyes. They need a stimulant, like coffee, to get going in the morning. They just don't have the energy. They need that boost. They crave sweets and salt. They feel worse if they skip a meal. Now, if they have high stress in their life, well, they just don't handle that very well at all. They just go off the deep end. You may even have low blood pressure or low blood sugar.
You know, this reminds me of a patient you treated with many of these problems.
Well, yes, we actually have a lot of patients coming to our office that have adrenal fatigue. But in particular, let me tell you about this one lady. She was 64 years old. She was tired all the time. Even after sleeping, she couldn't get enough sleep. She was severely depressed with a lot of anxiety. She internalized her stress to the point it created TMJ dysfunction, and eventually it damaged her jaw joint and created a lot of headaches. She became stressed with every little thing. Her back hurt. She had food cravings for soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi. She just couldn't get enough of it. She had difficulty losing weight. She had allergies and sensitivities to many things in her environment and even foods. I treated her for all of her allergies and sensitivities, which helped a lot. Still, she had the anxiety and the depression. Well, we helped her with changing her diet to get her off of the soft drinks. That was really hard for her. She just loved them. We had her do a saliva test to test her saliva hormones of the cortisol for the adrenal gland and also the sex hormones. And we found that she was very depleted in her cortisol hormones. She was actually flatlined. In other words, her body just wasn't making very much cortisol hormone at all. She almost had Addison's disease. So after her giving her the nutritional support for the adrenal gland and sufficient strength and desensitizing her from all of her allergies and sensitivities, all of her symptoms disappeared. Her anxiety, her depression, cravings, her low energy, all disappeared. She no longer got sick from bronchitis. She stayed that way as long as she kept taking her nutraceuticals. She needed to keep her healthy. Her body needed the extra nutrients to function and to heal. She was so depleted in them. And when she turned back to eating poor choices of food, when they were not provided, her anxiety and depression started to come back. As soon as she took the nutraceuticals, which were specially formulated nutritional supplements for the specific kinds of condition that she had, she got better. It was also essential for her to make good food choices when she ate, and when she did so, she was fine. She could function and feel like a normal person. You know, there's so much that I need to tell you. I just don't have enough time today. So for those of you that are listening to our show today, we're going to offer you a CD that we're going to send to your home for free. Now, the CD is entitled Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness, exactly what we're talking today. You put it into your PC computer, and you watch it, and it explains all these things. We're also going to set aside this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m., a 20-minute time for you to have a free consultation and evaluation in your office so that you can find out if you have adrenal fatigue and if these interferences are affecting you. Now, if you're hesitant and not sure that this is going to be beneficial for you, give us a call anyway, and we'll set aside a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can ask the questions that you need to see if this is something that would be helpful for you. Again, you need to give us a call by the end of the show. That number to call is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager and Solving Your Health Puzzle. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about. So many people get caught up in eating the wrong kinds of foods for so long that their body suffers. In this instance, it caused her to not digest her food sufficiently. She developed in what I call a leaky gut. That contributed hugely to the stress of the adrenal glands. and also cause the development of allergies and different aches and pains. You would call that fibromyalgia. Eventually, it affected the hormones sufficiently that the adrenal glands became so fatigued that they just shut down, stopped producing the cortisol hormone. That's when she became an emotional wreck. High anxiety. Fortunately, she was able to respond with the nutraceuticals and avoid having to go on prescription medication.
You know, Dr. Yeager, one thing I've noticed over the years is that people have changed the way they eat. It used to be, back with our grandmothers, they would cook with whole foods from scratch. And then things started to change to save people time and to be more convenient. They produced something called TV dinners, which were processed and frozen, so all you'd have to do is pop them in the oven. And now frozen dinners, we pop in our microwave. Well, then came along fast food restaurants, so if people were out, they wouldn't have to come home for dinner. And now people actually leave their homes to go out to fast food restaurants. Now, the grocery stores have processed, frozen, and prepackaged instant foods to make life easier and more convenient. But they have lost their nutritional value. There are so many food additives to make things look better, taste better, and to preserve their shelf life. One additive is a flavor enhancer called monosodium glutamate, or MSG, which has been shown to be unhealthy. Matter of fact, the FDA issued a report dated August 31st in 1995 that says, studies have shown that the body uses glutamate, an amino acid, as a nerve impulse transmitter in the brain, and that there are glutamate-responsive tissues in other parts of the body as well. Abnormal function of these glutamate receptors has been linked with certain neurological diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease and Huntington's chorea. Injections of glutamate in laboratory animals have resulted in damage to nerve cells in the brain. Doesn't sound too good, does it?
No, it doesn't.
MSG is actually banned in Denmark and New York City. There are many products now that advertise no MSG added in their commercials. Have you ever seen that one commercial for Swanson's Chicken Broth where the lady is going down the aisle in the grocery store and she bought a turkey and some vegetables to go in the turkey and she chooses a can of chicken broth off the shelf that has MSG in it. And it shows the turkey jumping out of her cart and running down the aisle away from her. And the whole ad is revolved around MSG and how you want to choose Swanson's chicken broth because there's no MSG added. But there are so many products still left on the market that you really have to read the labels and check the ingredient list. There are soups and gravies and salad dressings that all have MSG still as an ingredient. Another chemical to avoid is partially hydrogenated oils. To hydrogenate an oil, they add more hydrogen bonds under high temperature, and to make it work, they have to add a metal as a catalyst. If something is partially hydrogenated, that makes it a trans fat, which causes cardiac problems. Most baked goods in the stores are made with partially hydrogenated oils. Again, you have to read the labels. Even some granola bars will contain partially hydrogenated oils. It's better to use butter that has not been processed with hydrogen and metal. Then there are artificial sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose and Splenda, or saccharin or sweet and low. These came about to help dieters cut down on calories. It's better to use stevia or truvia, which comes from a plant, or honey or agave syrup. I had a friend in my neighborhood that I was counseling her on a weekly basis for weight loss. And the first thing I told her she needed to do was to eliminate her Coke, because she drank Coke every day. Well, that was hard for her to do, and at first she had some headaches, but she kept at it, and now that she's eating right and exercising, she told me she has more energy now than when she drank Coke every day. It's really amazing what our body can do when we eat right, exercise, get good sleep, and drink enough water. We really need to get back to the basics.
No, you're so right, Nancy. We need to be eating better and get back to those basics. Now, a lot of people out there just don't know how or what they should be eating. Very few people in today's world eat as they should 100% of the time. So let's continue to talk about the importance of digestion. We are what we assimilate, not what we eat. That means we must digest the food we eat properly for our bodies to be able to use the food. Now, our body uses enzymes and hydrochloric acid and bile to digest food. For those that have gallbladder dysfunction because of too many gallstones or diseased gallbladder, or a person who doesn't have a gallbladder at all because it's been removed, when that person eats greasy fried foods, they may feel sick. They will have indigestion and they even become sick to the stomach with nausea and abdominal pain. Why? Because their body is not putting out enough bile, the stuff that the gallbladder stores, to be able to break down the fat or the grease. Well, the lack of the bile will make them sick because the fat or the oil is not broken down and digested and cannot be used by the body. Even the good fats like the omega-3 oils in the form of fish oil or flaxseed oil cannot be absorbed. That can be disastrous because good fats are essential to a healthy body. They are needed for hormone production, brain, a healthy food, a healthy skin, nervous system function, the function of the organs and the immune system, and cell wall production. All of these need the good essential fats. You know, we've got so much here to share with you today, we don't have enough time to share it all. So that's why we're going to offer for those that are listening to our show today, if you call by the end of the show, we're going to send you your own free CD entitled Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. Now, that's to be used in your PC, and it tells you, explains these things that we've been talking today. We'll send you that for free. That's a $35 value. Now, we're also going to reserve this coming Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m., a free 20-minute consultation so that you can come into our office and get a consultation and evaluation to see if you have problems with adrenal stress, to see if you have problems with the leaky gut or one of the other interferences that are affecting your health so that you can find out what's going on with you and you can get your health back. Now, we're going to give that to you for free. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're not quite ready to make that appointment, give us a call anyway because we're going to set aside a free 15-minute consultation over the phone with no obligation so that you can ask your questions over the phone and see if this is something that would be helpful for you. But you need to call us by the end of the show. And the number to call is at 801-943-3355. That is 801-943-3355. Give us your name. We need your phone number, your address so we can send you the CD, and your email address. So give us a call at 801-943-3355. Now, let's get back to what I was talking about regarding digestion and proper digestion of food and how it's essential. Now, when our body does not break down the foods completely, then a condition called leaky gut syndrome develops. Now, leaky gut sounds kind of gruesome, doesn't it? Well, leaky gut is when the partially digested food leaks through the small intestine lining. The gut pores become too large, so the larger particles of food, of partially digested food, get into the blood circulatory system. Now, these particles of partially digested food cannot be used by our body in the way like a small, completely digested food does. They circulate through our body through the circulatory system, and the immune system marks these particles as foreign invaders and attacks them to get rid of them. This creates inflammation and stress to the adrenal glands, and the immune system becomes overly active over a chronic period of time, not immediately, but over a period of time, it becomes overly active. And when that happens, eventually, it develops into adrenal fatigue and allergies. See, the overactivity of the immune system is what an allergy is. So poor digestion of food is a major cause of the development of food allergies. Now, this leaky gut symptoms, now they're all related to other kinds of conditions. I'll tell you those in a moment, but the leaky gut symptoms are what? The constipation, the gas, the feeling bloated in the stomach, and you can even get diarrhea. All of these kinds of symptoms, you just know that you're not digesting your food very well. Now, this is all related to other kinds of digestive problems or digestive conditions like the inflammatory bowel disease or Crohn's disease or irritable bowel disease. All these things are all related with the allergies and the body reacting to itself and to the foods, and that's why these things are happening, creating all kinds of inflammation. Now, again, what is an allergy? What does it do? Well, an allergy is the immune system overreacting. What does it do? It creates inflammation. So we're talking about arthritis, bursitis, colitis, sinusitis, dermatitis. These are allergy symptoms. So what is causing our body not to digest the food properly? Well, food allergies can cause poor digestion of food. Yet the premature absorption of the food through the gut lining into the circulatory system also causes allergies. So it becomes a catch-22 situation. What comes first, the allergy or the poor absorption? And what do you do to treat it, the poor absorption or the allergy sensitivity? Well, the answer may be both. Well, we had another patient that had similar problems, but she was much younger. She was only 30 years old, and her adrenal fatigue was so bad that she was diagnosed as being bipolar, and she was dependent on 3 medications. She heard all the time. She had many allergies, sensitivities to foods and other things. She was overweight, and she just couldn't lose it. The medications wouldn't allow it. So medications prevented her from not only losing weight, but it also prevented her from having children. And because she and her husband wanted to have children so badly, she was kind of depressed because of that. But it was the medications, they created the side effects that they didn't want to have, or what was called birth defects. Now, we worked with her on a diet, exercise, releasing her fears and phobias through emotional stress releasing techniques. Now, we also gave her nutraceuticals that her body needed to heal. We had to desensitize her from all the things that her immune system was overreacting to. We're talking about her food allergies, her environmental allergies. She was also allergic to herself. Now, she also had a saliva test done to measure her adrenal hormones and her sex hormones. Again, we found that she was adrenal fatigued so badly that she was almost flatlined in certain parts of the day. So we taught and worked with her to live a healthy lifestyle that she could actually do and that she could feel good. She also worked with her medical doctor and showing him her progress. And gradually, she was able to go off 2 of her bipolar medications with his approval and without any serious reversal of her bipolar condition, which is huge. The only time she had a problem was when she went back to her old habits of eating foods with refined sugar and refined flour. During this process, we closely monitored her blood sugar and her pH levels to make sure they were in balance. Now she is closer to her goal of having a child without the fears of birth defects caused by the medications. Now the adrenal fatigue, the immune system, the leaky gut, the digestive problems, the hormonal imbalances, they're so intertwined that I need so much more time to explain this to you that I just don't have time. So this is what we're going to do. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes. Give us your name, your address, your phone number so that we can get this information to you. We're going to send you a free CD called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. Now this CD, you plug it into your computer and you'll watch it. It's interactive. You can learn about whatever you want to, whether it be the interferences or what kinds of techniques we use in our office, but it's interactive. You can pick and choose. Now, the 6 Steps to Wellness CD is incredible. It's a $35 value. Now, in addition to that, we're going to be reserving this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. for those who call by the end of the show a free 20-minute consultation, an evaluation in my office so that you can see what things are affecting you. Do you have the adrenal fatigue? Do you have a leaky gut? Or what other kinds of stresses are affecting your body of the six steps of wellness? We can find that out for you. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, I will schedule for you a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can ask the questions that you need to know if this is going to be something that would be helpful for you. But you need to call us now before the end of the show. We're talking within the next 10 minutes. And leave us a message with your name, your telephone number, and an email address. Speak slowly. Repeat your telephone number. That number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355, 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.